Hi, this is Liora Bednarsh, and it's Parshat Naso, but I thought we would talk about Megillat Ruth today, since Shavuot is coming very soon. Megillat Ruth is a book that is kulo chesed. The characters go me'al u'me'ever in doing for each other, Ruth doing for her mother-in-law, giving up her whole life as she knew it, to escort her mother-in-law to a place where she was going to be scorned, where it was hard to find what to eat. She had to belittle herself in order to collect leket. And she did this willingly, b'lev shalem, for her mother-in-law. We also have the character of Boaz, who was kulo chesed. He greeted this foreign woman who was scorned by the rest of the community with open arms, speaking to her heart, comforting her, appreciating her, seeing who she really was, and following it through. He did the ultimate act of chesed, which was Yibam. Yibam frames the story of the Megillah. It opens with the story of Elimelech and his sons going down to Sde Moav, and Elimelech dying and his sons dying, and there's no remnant to their family left. And so that's a classic situation where the mitzvah of Yibam would come into play, where a man dies without children. But it's made more explicit when Naomi tries to convince her daughters-in-law not to come with her. She says to them, "Why should you come with me? I don't have children to give you in order for you to marry." So it's clear that the relationship here is one that there's an expectation that that we have to find a man for these daughters-in-law to marry. And so the Megillah opens with a discussion of Yibam, but it seems that there's a lack of hope for its coming to fruition. But of course, the story continues in a way where Yibam is in fact done, even though it's not technically the strict situation of Yibam. It's not a brother who marries the widow, but it's another relative. But that is what the Megillah ultimately accomplishes. And out of that Yibam comes the ancestor of David HaMelech, of Melech HaMashiach. But that's not the story of Boaz and Ruth is not the only Yibam story alluded to in the Megillah. The Megillah tells us to go back and remember the story of Yehudah and Tamar. And because we're told when the Zkenim bless the union of Boaz and Ruth, they say that your house should be like the house of Peretz, who was born to Tamar and Yehudah. And then when we're told the generations, at the very end of the Megillah, we are told the generations going back several generations to that of Peretz, the son of Yehudah and Tamar, and through Boaz and Ruth, and through four generations later, David, which is the closing of the Megillah. And obviously, the story of Yehudah and Tamar is also a Yibam story. It's a story where two men die. They leave the same widow. The father does not want to give a third son to Tamar. Tamar recognizes that the entire shevet of Yehudah is going to be destroyed because Yehudah has only one child left who he's unwilling to allow to marry. And so she does what she needs to do in order to bring another child from Shevet Yehudah, and ultimately is lauded for doing this, where Yehudah says, "Tzedkami meni." But there's a third Yibam story in this that's alluded to, and that's a progenitor of David HaMelech, not only from the father's side, from Boaz, but also from Ruth's side. And Ruth comes from Moav. Moav was the son of Lot and his daughters. And while, obviously, that was an incestuous situation, it was a situation where the daughters mistakenly thought that the entire world had been destroyed. And if we look at their motivation, as abhorrent as the act seems, it seems that their motivation came from a pure place. They had seen the world destroyed as they knew it, and they believed that there were no other men in the world, and if they would die childless, then the world would be destroyed. And so they do what they need to do in order to have a child. Now, of course, they were mistaken. But The Gemara discusses the union of Lot and his daughters and says that we learn from them that a person should do a mitzvah as soon as possible. Because the older sister slept with her father one night before the younger sister did, she merited entering Malchut Yisrael 4 generations earlier than her sister. Her sister also had a descendant who entered Malchut Yisrael, but that was 4 generations later. And so it calls it a mitzvah from which we learn that mitzvot should be done as soon as possible. And what I believe is we can understand the mitzvah that the girls did if we compare it to another story, the story of Noach. Noach really saw the world destroyed. And his reaction was one of not wanting to populate the world. If you look at the psukim carefully, you see that when Noach is commanded to enter the teva, he's told to go in with his sons and for his wife to go in with the daughters. But what does he do? He goes in with his sons and his wife goes in with the daughters-in-law. When they leave the teva, however, Hashem tells Noach to go with his wife and the sons to go with their wives. But what Noach does is the opposite. He goes, as he went in, he goes out with his sons, and the wife goes out with the daughters-in-law. And so there seems to be hesitation and a lack of desire to populate the world. Hashem tells Noach several times, "Puruvu." But instead, what does he do? He gets drunk, and then something happens when he's drunk that the Midrash says his son either sodomized him or castrated him. Any way you look at it, both of those acts are either perverting or rendering the act of life-giving to be impossible. Noach withdraws from the destruction and the tragedy of the world and does not want to bring children to a world that can so easily be destroyed. But the daughters of Lot, who felt mistakenly that they were in the same situation, reacted by wanting to bring life to the world. And that is considered to be praiseworthy. Now, of course, it needs to be perfected and redeemed. And if we look at the progress of each of these 3 Yivam stories, from the male perspective, we have Lot, Shelo Yada Bishochma Uvikuma. He does not recognize the act. He does not appreciate the act. He doesn't understand it at all. He's not aware of it. If we skip to the next story of Yehuda and Tamar, Yehuda, before the act, he has no recognition of what he's doing. To him, he's just simply sleeping with a prostitute, and that's not an act of wanting to build a family and a shevet. But after the act, Tamar gives him the opportunity to own the act. He owns up to what happened. He takes responsibility for what happened. He recognizes that it was the right thing to do. So after the act, he retroactively renders the act proper. In the event of Boaz and Ruth, there Boaz from the beginning takes full responsibility, insists on doing it in the best manner possible, does it as well as can be, and that's a true act of mitzvah, and that's a true act of Yibam. Why does David HaMelech have to come from so many Yibam stories? And what I believe is going on here is that a king has to understand that he's not the one that's important, that he is not the king because of his kavod, but that he's there to accomplish a mission that God sent him out to do. He has to be extra cognizant of the need to do for others, of that selflessness. Kingship is an institution that is rife for corruption and for people, for megalomaniacs to take that role. And Malchut David has to be based on an understanding of doing what's right for the others. In the act of Yibam, that is what the Yabam is doing. He is marrying the widow to have a child, not for himself, but for his brother. And we see from the stories of the sons of Yehuda, we see there's often a lack of willingness to do that. Why would one want to have a child when it's not even considered to be theirs? That requires an extreme sense of selflessness. And that is what Yibam is. We see Ruth is completely selfless in this act. In fact, the child is attributed to be the child of Naomi in a sort of reversal of Yibam, in a female side of Yibam. She does it to have a child for someone else. Boaz does it to have a child for Mahlon, not for himself. That act of self-negation, of selflessness, of giving to the other, of willingness to do chesed, the ultimate chesed for the dead, that needs to be part of the character of David HaMelech and of Melech HaMashiach. Have a wonderful Chag, Chag Sameach, Kol Tov.